online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KM FM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock, here's Lucy Hickmott.
Kent's police and crime commissioner says he's utterly appalled after suspicious letters were sent to three mosques in the county. They arrived at buildings in Canterbury, Maidstone and Gravesend. Two of them contained a white powder which later turned out to be harmless. Matthew Scott says it's not acceptable.
Let me be absolutely clear. Incidents like this are as cowardly as they are terrible, and we must not allow a very small number of people to succeed in trying to divide us along the grounds of hate.
Police are investigating whether the letters are linked. Govinda Sander from the Kent Equality Cohesion Council has also condemned the attack.
I think it's important that people realise we're not going to be divided by these extremists who are trying to cause discord within our communities in Kent.
KM FM News.
Journalists have been told to stay away from the funeral of a Kent burglar who died during a break-in at a pensioner's house. Henry Vincent from Swanley was stabbed during a struggle with the man whose home he went into in Hither Green nearly a month ago. Members of the media have been told to leave by police, who warned there's a risk of trouble. A man involved in the stabbing and beating of a man at his home in Dartford has been jailed for more than 2 years. 36-year-old Joel Knapp from Cecil Road in Rochester went into the home with an accomplice in November. The victim was taken to a London hospital with serious injuries after the attack. Police are still searching for the second man. The data regulator says it will continue its investigation into the firm accused of harvesting Facebook users' details despite its collapse. Cambridge Analytica announced yesterday its closing. Folkestone MP Damien Collins, who chairs the Commons Culture Committee, says bosses will still be held to account for any wrongdoing.
My concern is this is their motivation behind closing down the companies, but all I can say is the investigations will continue, ours will continue, the Information Commissioner's investigation will continue, and will pursue the individual directors of the company, even if the company itself is insolvent.
Firefighters have been called to tackle a blaze at a building containing a restaurant and flats near Gravesend. It broke out on London Road in Northleigh just after 11:30 this morning. Officials at the scene say everyone's been accounted for. Bosses in Medway say they've started legal action to try and move on a group of travellers who've set up in a field in Rochester. As many as 10 caravans have arrived in the park on Friston Way. Meantime, 8 caravans have moved onto playing fields next to a primary school in King's Farm in Gravesend.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
Artwork painted by foreign national prisoners and refugees is going on display in Kent. The Fish Slab Gallery in Whitstables hosting the exhibition, which has been organised by Kent Refugee Help. Kate Adams, who helped set it up, says the display wants to tackle the views on migrants in the county.
This particular exhibition is about trying to challenge the negative stereotypes about foreign national prisoners that are put forward by the tabloid press, the media and politicians, and to show prisoners in a different light.
And a Kent farmer's hoping to be named Britain's best home cook in a new TV show tonight. Trevor Jones from Harville will be facing a range of challenges in the series, which is hosted by Claudia Winkleman and judged by the one and only Mary Berry.
Sport.
With dynoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Football, and the Liverpool manager says they couldn't be taking on a more experienced team in the final of the Champions League. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Ollie.
Their 7-6 aggregate victory over Roma set up a final with 12-time winners Real Madrid in Kiev later this month. Former Liverpool striker Craig Bellamy tells Sky Sports News he's pretty confident his old side can beat the defending champions.
Tactically, they're so vulnerable. Liverpool will have a lot of confidence of beating this Madrid team, but my concern is the experience of these Madrid players compared to a huge lack of experience from Liverpool players.
Staying with football, Ebbsfleet United are through to the semi-finals of the National League playoffs following a dramatic win over Aldershot Town. They scored a late equaliser in extra time before eventually winning 5-4 on penalties last night. They'll take on Tranmere Rovers on Saturday, with the prize of reaching the final at Wembley on May the 12th. And in tennis, Serena Williams won't play at next week's Madrid Open after deciding she needs more time to prepare for the clay court season. The 23-time Grand Slam champions recently returned to action after a 14-month break to have a baby.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.